This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We begin the third parak of Masechta Moed Katan, B'siyata D'Shmaya. Even though you're allowed to do Malacha L'Tzarcha Moed, if it's in fact L'Tzarcha Moed, if it's a Malacha that's needed for the Moed, you're allowed to do it L'Tzarcha Moed, but there are certain Malachas that you're not even allowed to do L'Tzarcha Moed. For example, shaving, taking a haircut, and laundering. We'll see in the Gemara why you can't do these things on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah, the following are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. These are the exceptions. Habam Medina Sayam, someone who comes from overseas. So he didn't have a chance to shave before, to take a haircut before Yom Tov. Rashi says, Shehaya Anusha, Yachal Galeach Kaidam. Umi Beis HaShivya, someone who's led out of captivity. He couldn't shave before. V'hayotzim Beis HaSurin, or someone who was led out of jail. Tosfos says, even if it's a Jewish jail, and they would have let him shave, nobody has the peace of mind to even want to shave. So even if he could have done it in jail, he's excused for not doing it. The Hamanuda Shetir Lacham, someone who's in Cherem. And one of the laws of Cherem is that you know to take a haircut like an Avel, and they released him on Chol HaMoed. V'chein Mishin Eshal Lachacham Hutar, let's say someone made a nether, they're not going to take a haircut, and the nether was released on Chol HaMoed, v'hanazar v'hamatzayra mitamasai letarasai, or a nazar or a matzayra. A nazir is tame when he comes out of his tuma, and he no longer observes the nazirus, or a matzayra that comes out of his tuma has a mitzvah to shave. So these people are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Ve'el mechabsim emayit, if I could do laundry on Chol HaMoed. Haba memdina sayam, those who come from overseas. So they couldn't have done laundry before. Umi Beis HaShivya, or out of captivity. V'hayotzim Beis HaSurin, or someone who comes out of jail. Umenuda, or someone who is in Cherem. Shiratiu lo'i chacham, lechachamim mater their nether. V'chein mishanisha lechacham, or somebody who asked a sage, v'hutar, and their nether was hutar. So let's say they took a nether and not going to do laundry, and then their nether became permitted, was released. Matpechos hayadayim, hand towels. Hand towels you're allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed because they're constantly getting soiled. There's no way to have enough supply of hand towels. Umatpechos hasvarim, and hasaparim, and barber sheets. The thing that barbers cover the people with, they're constantly getting dirty. So what do you mean they're getting dirty? Not to give a haircut on Chol HaMoed? No, to those who you have a heter to give a haircut to. Umatpechos hasafag, or bath towels. To the bath towels are constantly getting soiled. Hazoven, a man who's a zav, who has a certain emission, who's constantly soiling his clothing. Hazoves, or a female. Anidos, or a woman who's a nida. Yoledos, all these people soil their garments. So they're allowed to do laundry. V'chol ha'olam mitum latara. Anyone who emerges from tum latara, so now they have to clean, to purify their soiled garments, their impure garments. Harei el mutarin. These people are allowed to do laundry. Bashar kol adam asurin, and everyone else is asur. Vekta hei l'gu gemaro, shar kol adam, and everyone else, my time asurin. Why are they now to take a haircut and do laundry? Kedetanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, we had this in Tainis, on what? Tezvav amud beiz. Anshei mishmar v'anshei maimud. Right, we have, they would divide the Kohanim into how many camps? 24 Mishmarais. They would divide the Kohanim into 24 Mishmarais. And they would divide, and right, and they basically, each Mishmar would serve, what, twice a year? And on Yom Tov, all the Kohanim would serve. So there are 48 weeks other than Yom Tov that they would have a rotation. Each Mishmar would serve 1 week. And they would also be represented by Yisraelim, because since a carbon has to have the Bailim standing over the carbon, so you needed a representative of Yisraelim standing over the carbon. So when it was your week, Asur and Lasapra, you're not allowed to take a haircut that week. Ulchabis, you couldn't do laundry that week. Uvechamishi, but on Thursday, Mutarin, it was permitted to take a haircut and do laundry. Nimnei Kavod HaShabbos. Va'amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Amar Rabba Lazar. My time, what's the reason? Kedei Shola Yichnesu L'mishmartan K'shehen Menavalan. So that they don't enter their mishmar in a unkempt state. You know why we don't allow them to take a haircut during the week or do laundry during the week? Because we're afraid that people will do a rush job and they'll run to the Beis HaMikdash and they'll come in like a shlemiel and a shlemazel and they'll look like, you know, all rattled. And they'll say, yeah, I'll take a haircut tomorrow. And that's not covered for the Beis HaMikdash. So in order to inspire, in order to motivate people to take a haircut before, we say you better take a haircut before so you don't enter your mishmar when you're in a state of nivol. So to here on Yom Tif, we don't want people saying, ah, you know what, I'll take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. I don't have time. I have to get ready for Yom Tif. I have to finish my business. And when do I take a haircut? Oh, I'll do it on the first day of Chol HaMoed. And then they'll enter the first day of Yom Tif and they'll look like a shlemazel, shlemiel, or whatever. So therefore, kadesh l'yichnasu l'mshadik shem navan, hachanami here too, when it comes to Chol HaMoed, kadesh l'yichnasu l'regal k'shehen min avalin. Now, there is a major machlokes here, if I remember correctly. What if a guy says, you know what, my beard grows very fast, my hair grows very fast, I'm going to take a haircut before Yom Tov. I'm going to take a shave before Yom Tov. So now I should be allowed to take a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed. The only reason I'm not allowed to take a haircut or shave on Chol HaMoed is why? So I don't enter the Yom Tov when I'm a menuvel. I didn't. I took my haircut. I took my shave. Maybe then I should be allowed to take a haircut and shave on Chol HaMoed.
Today, because in times of the Gemara Lechaira, people had beards. So a beard with a few days is not noticeable today. A person shaves completely before Yom Tov, obviously 3 days mm-hmm. later, it's considered already unkempt.
Yeah, so Rabbeinu Tam says, you're allowed to. But most Rishonim say you're not allowed to. L'maisa, we're machmir. We're machmir. But there's a tshuva in Rav Moshe, and there's a tshuva in the Noida Bihuda about this subject. This is a very big topic. It's the whole reason that you're not allowed to is kadesh shelo yichnasu, but what if I shaved there of Yom Tov? I should be allowed. So there might be certain dispensation under limited cases, but that's based on this svara. Fine. Now, so what cases are you allowed to shave in the Mishnah? Cases where you had extenuating circumstances and you weren't able to shave before. For example, what? Let's say you came from overseas, or you got out of jail, or you came out of captivity. What if stam you were busy, you lost your watch, and you were looking for it erev Yom Tov, and then so you couldn't shave? Avdo, says the Gemara, boy Reb Zera had a shayla, Avdo lo yaveda, erev haragel. If you lost an aveda, erev Yom Tov, and you were busy looking for it, you didn't know you could just say alakadim eranini. Nobody told you. Kivan the honest mutter. Do we say, since you had extenuating circumstances, mutter, idoma, kivan dole muchacha melsalai. Or maybe, since your oinus was not recognizable, nobody knows what you walk into shul, you're unkempt. Nobody knows you were looking for your watch. But some of you came from overseas, people know you were gone, people know you were in jail, people know you're in captivity. But this is really not nicker what you were doing. Amar Abayis, Abayis is like this. We cannot allow such a thing. This is analogous to Yomru kol hasirikin asurin sirike baitas mutarin. It's like this. The Chachamim said that you cannot make like a form on top of your matzah. You can't like, you know, gather the dough in a place and write S for sruli. You don't want to have my own personalized matzah. So I'm going to make an S for sruli matzah. You know how to do that. Why? Because it might turn chametz. By imaging it, by shaping it, it's going to gather the dough and it's going to turn matzah. It's going to turn to chametz. But Baitos had a method where he had like a mold that you could just put the S in and it just... It's not like on top, extra dough on top. It's one mold. It's like an es matzah where it's automatically in one shot and that would not become chametz. So maybe that should become mutter. So the Abayi said, no, you can't do that because nobody could tell the difference between what kind of image you use and how you created it. Amar Abayi, Yomru kol ha-sirikin asurin, sirike baitos mutar. People are going to say, all molds are also except for sirike baitos. You can't do that. When we make a gzera, it has to be across the board uniform. So too, what are you going to say? You're going to say, nobody could shave unless the guy who lost his little screwdriver, he could shave. So that's a very ununiform gzera. Nobody's allowed to shave except for a guy who can't find his favorite yarmulke. He could shave. Nobody's going to know the difference. So the Gemara says back, well, wait a second, but we know we do make differentiations in circumstance. For example, a tamechan, according to you, that you're not able to differentiate between one case and another. Hada Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. That which Rav Asi said, name Rav Yochanan. Kol mi she'ein lo ela chalok echad. Anyone who only has one article of clothing. Mutter l'chabsei b'chula shamayid. It's mutter to wash it on chalamayid. Someone who only has one garment. That lach is allowed to do laundry. Let's say you only own one shirt. You're allowed to do laundry on chalamayid.
So the isser of laundry is the same isser of why you're allowed to shave?
Yes,
because we're concerned what people might see.
You're gonna go into Yom Tov with a pile of messy laundry, you know, and unfresh clothing, and you say, oh, "I'll clean it on."
No, but if people see you with a laundered clothing, how do they know that it wasn't done before Yom Tov begins?
No, again, you have to do all your laundry before Yom Tov, because if not, we're afraid you're gonna delay it and dafka wait until Yom Tov to do it.
So I'm saying, so when you shave, people know you came into Yom Tov unshaven, and then they see you the next day shaven, so then they assume because you were
It's for yourself. You're going to come into show with dirty socks, dirty clothing. You're going to wear your shirt a second time. You say, oh, laundry, I'll do it over Yom Tov. Uh-huh. Something like that. You're going to come with an unpressed suit. I'll send it to cleaners on Chol Hamoed. Yeah,
but in an honest situation, there's enough for me between laundering and having a beard. By a beard, it's mocha. I don't know.
Right, that's what I'm asking.
Well, it's not recognized that whether you have a fresh shirt or not.
What if you have multiple shirts and you washed a fresh shirt before Yom Tov?
We're afraid that if you're allowed to wash on Chol Hamoed, you'll leave everything till Chol Hamoed.
Right. But here we're asking on us.
No, so now the question is, if it has to be loy plug, so then why do we allow somebody who only has one article of clothing to wash it on Chol Hamoed? Nobody knows you only have one article of clothing.
Right.
Right? There also, you should use the same argument. You can't make a rule that all kinds of mold by matzah are usr except for the mold of baitus. Here also, how are you going to say nobody can do laundry unless you have one article of clothing? It's not recognizable when you have one article of clothing that's the situation. So Gemara says it is recognizable. If you have one article of clothing, your belt proves that. Because what are you going to wear when it's in the laundry? So they would drape a cloth around their chest and they would put a belt around it so it doesn't open up. So everybody knows that you're wearing this funny gown because you're waiting for your stuff to be ready from the washing machine. So it is muchach, meaning it's known. It's not stam an outlandish case and nobody's going to be able to differentiate. No, this is a situation where it's meichiach alav. The belt is meichiach alav. There are other perushim and the rishonim. That's the pashup shot in Rashi. Rashi says the misha in lo el chalak echad poishtai. You take it off. Umesatef b'mak terinoi. You put on a cloak. V'choy groy be'ezor and you belt it. V'oymeru mechaves achalak. And you stand there and you wash the shirt. Everybody says, why are you wearing this you know, ridiculous outfit? You tell everyone, she'ein lo yelo chalak echa, you only have one garment. Okay. Rav Ashi brought up the following question. Not a case of Avdolai Aveda. Avdolai Aveda is not a good case. Why? Because that's one out-of-the-box case. We're not going to matter that case. The question is, by Rav Zera, umansh Avdolai Aveda, erev harega mahu.
Rav Ashi Masni mean?
Rav Ashi learned that Rav Zera had the following question, meaning we had before Rav Zera, boy Rav Zera, what's the halach if the guy was looking for his watch the whole Erev Yom Tov? So now Rav Ashi said, that's not what Rav Zera wanted to know, because that's not a good shaila, because we can't make an exception for that case. But Rav Ashi learned that this was Rav Zera's kasha. Uman sha Avdolai Aveda. An Uman that lost an Aveda. Now an Uman, let's say a barber, the Rishonim said, let's say a barber lost a watch. Now the barber that lost the watch, everybody is going to know that he lost his watch because all of his clients are seeing him fartracht, where's my watch, where's my watch? So that's more of a public thing. Erev harag mahu, do we say kivan de uman hu mucha milsa, since he's a craftsman and people see him and people know about him, so then it's clear that he had a circumstance. Or maybe it's not as obvious as someone who was in jail or someone who was cured, so it's not as obvious, loy, so then he cannot do shave or do laundry, teiku. So this question stands until Tishbi Yitaretz Kushiyos V'Abayos. Okay. Medina Sayam, someone who came from overseas. The Mishnah says someone who came from overseas on Erev Yom Tov, and he either arrived on Chol Hamoed or he arrived close to Yom Tov, he's allowed to shave on Chol Hamoed. Masnisin the like Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is not like Rehuda. Tanya Rabbi Huda Omer. We learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Huda says, Haba Mimedina Sayam, someone who comes from overseas, Lo Yigaleach, he's not out of shave, Mimnei Sheyatza Shalei Bershus. Because he left without Rishus. Rashi learns that Shalei Bershus means something different than it does in all of Shas. Rashi says, Koloimar doesn't mean he left without permission. He means he left with no one's authority imposing him to leave. He left on his own discretion. Why did the guy go Medina Sayyam? I don't know. He wanted to make money. He wanted to check out what's going on. So since he left without Rishus, meaning nobody forced him to leave, he went on his own accord. He went, right? So since he went on his own accord, what's the halacha? He's not allowed to. Oh, no, I had extenuating circumstance. No, you didn't. Who told you to leave?
Yeah, but mashma if it was, if the guy did go...
Oh, in a chanami. If he left, somebody forced him to leave. He had to help somebody.
Or no, did something happen? It was a longer trip because there was an, I don't know.
Yeah, right. In other words, Rabbi Huda says that someone who comes from overseas, he's not necessarily given license to shave because he left on his own. Nobody told him to leave, right? Okay, so now we have Machlokes Rabbi Huda, and the Tanna of our Mishnah. Rabbi Huda holds,
no,
you can't do it. Why? Nobody told you to leave. The Mishnah says you could. So Amar Rava, now Rava clarifies Machlokes. Lashot, if you went overseas, stam to Drezach, to float around, to tour, to see us titzach over there, Devei Akalasar. Everyone agrees you're not allowed to shave Anchal HaMayit. Who told you to leave? Stam, you want to spatzir, see other countries? Limizoinois, if you went to make a parnasa Devei HaKol Mutar. Everyone says you're allowed. That's a legitimate reason to go. So when's the machloikis of Yehuda and the Mishnah? Lainechleku elu laharvicha. Where you left, not to support yourself, but to make extra cash. Mar medamile kilashot. Rabbi Huda compares it to spatzering. Extra cash? Why do you need extra cash? If you can pay the bills, you're good. So it's not a heter to shave. Omar medan lemazoinos. And the Tanna of our Mishnah says, no, you always need extra cash. There's no such thing as having too much. You could pay the bills today until the summer comes. You have to pay for camp. And now it's not extra cash anymore.
But no. The whole concern of somebody shaving on Yom Tov is because we're concerned what somebody in Shul will say that he came.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes a difference the reason that he left? He came from Medina Sayam, and that's what the other people in the shul are going to know about. They're not going to know whether he went for Mizainas, whether he went for Harvacha. Meaning the ultimate issue here is what Yenim is going to think about why he's shaving, mm-hmm. not because mm-hmm. of his own reasoning why he went to begin with. And which is mashma from Rashi in the Mishnah, right? Rashi just says, "Lefisha shahaya ano shaloi hayyakal egal ekaidim." Stamazai, he came back from the Guinness and he didn't have time to shave.
You're saying nobody's going to know why he left?
Right.
Let's say for a moment people do know why he left.
Right. If people know, then. Right.
Then, so the question is, do we have to say people know? Or do we say like this? The reason you're allowed to shave is because you have an oinus and people know about it. But you need two things. You need to be an onus, and you need people to know about it. So if you left on your own, you're right, people know you were gone, but you're not an onus. So we need to impose on you that you're not out of shape, because you, pal, you should have taken care before, I guess. Okay, so where's the machlokes? When you need extra cash. Meisrei, we're going to challenge this. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Niran divrei Rabbi Huda kishiyatza shalei bershus. Rabbi Huda would seem to be correct that you're not a shave if you went out on your own accord. There I would agree that he's correct that when you went out with your own accord, you're not a shave. But divrei chachamim, and the chachamim would seem to be correct kishiyatza bershus. If you went out because you had no choice. Now we have to define what's shalei bershus and what's rishus. Because it implies that they argue by both cases. I agree to you, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi holds, I agree to you, Rabbi Huda, when you went out on your own volition. I agree to Chachamim that you're allowed to when you went out against your will. So, wait a second. That means they argue in both cases. And Rabbi Huda's being, and Rabbi's being machriya, that when you went out on your own volition, you're not allowed to. And when you go out like Rabbi Huda, and when you go out because he had no choice, he agreed to the Chachamim that you are allowed to. That means they argue in both cases, and he's being machriya, that in the case of where you had no where you had a choice, you're not allowed to. When you didn't have a choice, you're allowed to. Says Gemara, "May shaloi bershos." What does it mean? You went out of your own, on your own volition. Ilei malashot. If it means you went out to spatzir to tour, and he's saying, "I hold like Reb Yehuda." In that case, what do you mean you hold like Reb Yehuda? Everyone agrees in that case. You're not allowed to. V'ha'amrit divrei kol aser. Elamai. Shaloi bershus means when you went on your own volition. L'mezoinos, you went out to make to support your family. No, va'amr d'vei akomot. Everyone says you're allowed to. So he's saying, I hold like Rav Yehuda, when you went out shaloi bershus, that you're not allowed to. But everybody holds you are allowed to. So what is elamai? It must be the case is what? Where you go out to make extra money, and Rebbe's saying, I hold like Rebbe Yehuda, when you go out to make extra money, then you're not a shave. So then, Ema Seifa. Nirin Direi Chachamim, it would appear like the Chachamim. Kishiyatza Bershus, when you go out, what? With, because you were forced, that you're allowed to shave. My Bershus, Ilei Malamazoinus, if it means for food. And that he greets the Chachamim, Ha'amrit Dvei HaKomot. Everyone says you're allowed to. So what does Rishus mean? Rishus must mean, Bela L'Harvacha, L'Harvicha, to make extra cash. And he's saying, I agreed to make extra cash that you are allowed to. But we just said, Ha'amrit Nirin Dvei Rehuda Baha. We just said that he agrees to Rabbi Huda. I would ask stronger, not just a steer in Halacha. What does it mean? Nirin Dibri Rehuda, Kijaz Shaloi Bershus, Recham Shaloi Bershus, if it's the exact same case of Laharvicha. So Gemara clarifies. Hachi Kamar. Nirin Dibri Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. The Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is apparent as correct, even to the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan who say you're allowed to shave under certain cases, right? They would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that you're not allowed to kishiyatza shalai bershus. When you go out on your own, umay niyu, and what's the case if you go out on your own volition? Lashut. Shafil chachamim leinecha klalav. Even the chachamim wouldn't argue. Ela leharvicha. They only argue in a case of what? Harvacha. Aval lashut, but when you go out to shpatzir, maydulei. The chachamim agreed to Rabbi Yehuda. The Nirin Divrei Rabban, Rabbi Huda would agree to the Rabbanon, Kishiyotze Bershus, when you go out because you have to, that you're allowed to shave a Mayniu, Lemezoinois. That's a case. What does it mean, Bershus? When you need to, for food. Shafil Rabbi Huda, Le Nechlak Aleim. Even Rabbi Huda does not argue on them, Ela Laharvicha. Only what? To be Marviach. Alvel Lemezoinois, Maydilhu. But Lemezoinois, he is Mayda. So that means, and when do they argue? By Harvacha, like exactly like Rava said. Meaning, when a person's going out for food, even Rabbi Huda agrees, you're allowed to shave. When a person's going out, stam, to tour, even... When a person's going out to tour, even the Rabbanan agreed to Rabbi Huda that you're not allowed to. And they argue, if a person's going out to make extra cash, is extra cash essential, or is extra cash luxury? Right? In other words, stam, it's a very good shayla. Right now, I'm making exactly what I need. I want to work more to make extra cash. Do we view that as necessity, or do we view that as luxury?
It's an impossible situation to assess, because you never know. It's like a very scary
thing. I would ask you, you're coming for business or pleasure?
No, but you never, in other words, well, that's what Rashi said, you have a lot. In other words, a guy who's holding, I think that's maybe the lashon of Rashi, that talking about a guy who has...
Sheish en chasim harbei. V'yotzeh k'dei l'harviach yeser.
And the borderline, yeah. Also, the framework is very weird, because usually they do it like in a... If you're going to say it like this, then they do it in a... I don't know.
Right, we have...
Format, so.
One more little thing. A very interesting Gemara. I remember there's a Torah on this. Amar Shmuel. Katan hanoyled b'mayid. Let's say a kid is born on chalamayid. Mutter l'galeach b'mayid. You're allowed to shave him on Chol HaMoed. cut his hair. Why? Because you couldn't do it before. There's no greater jail than being led out of his mother's womb. The kid was in jail.
Who's here?
The baby. The baby's born. Oh. The baby has long hair. He needs a haircut.
With the upturn.
They didn't wake to three, exactly. Exactly. So I don't get in trouble.
Esav,
but
Esav was born. And,
but
he says it was a boy, maybe it was a girl.
Minhag Ashkenaz is not to wait to three. The Gemara clearly, so unless you say the Gemara is talking about what?
A girl.
Right? Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Or the Gemara is talking about there, some Rishonim learn the baby's distressed. The baby, it's not comfortable for the baby. That's how some Rishonim tackle learn. But we learn a very interesting thing from here. There's a shayla in halacha whether a shalom zachar is a sudas mitzvah or not. So the Chumash Hadeshin learns what's the pshat in a shalom zachar. Why do we make a shalom zachar? Chumash Hadeshin says pshat in a shalom zachar. It's a sudas hayda. What is it? A sudas hayda? He says sudas hayda that the baby was let out of jail. Out of jail, he quotes this gemara. Ein lecha beis ha'asurim gedoy lemizu. The same way, if you're let out of jail, it's one of the arba tzrichim l'haydais. So the baby is let out of the biggest jail, so it's it requires a haida.
Asurim doesn't have to mean jail. It's not asoya. It could be a confined space.
You're saying asurim is not a jail?
Other gemaras that say that the baby's learning. It's not.
So the gemara says in Nida and Daf Lamed that quotes a pasuk in Eiv, right? Mi yineni yarche kedem. If only I could go back to that. Right, behiloi neray ale roishi. There's a light on the baby's head, but this Gemara says it's jail. Maybe we could be mitzdarif together. We'll say a chiddush for Tisha B'Av. Why? So we learned today that the halacha is you're not to learn on Tisha B'Av. The Rama has a chumrah. The Rama is moisif a chumrah that you're not to learn erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. It's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's a chumrah of the Rama. The Marshal disagrees. Marshal not only disagrees, he says, I learn on Tisha B'Av, Arab Tisha B'Av. It's Bittul Torah. Why can't I learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa? Marshal says, you don't learn as well. But the Maimar Mordechai says that Ein Adam Loimed Ela Mashalib Chafetz. You can't force a person to learn one thing. Well, if you're forced to learn, it's not Kashmak. The Samar Rebbe said he never forgot anything in his life except for his Bar Mitzvah Pshatel. Why? That he was forced to learn it. You can't learn something you're forced. So you can say it like this: it's gevaldik to be in b'me'ima. You're learning kol ha'Torah kula, but the malach tells the baby, "Okay, today we're learning this. Today we're learning that." So the baby's in jail. It's like the Maimon Mordechai says, "Erev Tisha B'Av, don't tell me I have to learn kamsa bar kamsa. If I can't learn what I want, it's bittul Torah." That's what the Maimon.
What about yeshivas?
What? It's an issue. It's an issue. It's an issue.
That's right. I like that word.
Anyway.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.